The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
It's time to turn the pages. It's time to type it right. It's time to get things started on the most booktational, inspirational Once Upon an Author show. Here's your host, Danielle M. Orsino. Yay!
Feel the rain on your skin.
They say if you want to tell a story right, you got to start at the beginning. Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. Great movie and very, very underwhelmed, underappreciated. I think it was actually one of the better DC movies. It didn't do well. It was considered a flop. That actually brings me to a lot that we're going to discuss. It does tie in, especially in this first little bit of news I'm going to give you. I always said I would tell you guys my victories and my failures. And believe me, as we get into this, especially being that today is going to be an origin story, I'm going to have a lot of wipeouts. But today, I'm going to give you a little bit of a victory. I'm going to take a lap on this one, so just humor me. My little novella, At the Heart of War, Danius and Jaden. I just got the news literally yesterday. Was the most right-swiped book of the year on Bookie Call. I don't know if you know about this app, but it's kind of like a dating app for books. It matches you with a book that you might want to get to know. It has these cute little dating profiles. Like, you'll see a book up there. It'll tell you what it would be like to date it. So it kind of gives you the feel of the book. And it has all these cute little things. It's absolutely adorable. But this book was never supposed to come out. Danius and Jaden was supposed to be released at a completely different time. When I had to re-release my books, this book was supposed to be at the end because it's the last novella in the Birth of the Fae series in volume one. So I did not intend to release this book when I did. And technically, it's a flop. Didn't sell very well because as I was re-releasing, I had to pull all my other books. So this book came out and nobody could go to volume one, the rest of the books. They couldn't go to Locked Out of Heaven. They couldn't go to anything else because those books were wiped clean. Anything that was left was from the other publisher and there weren't many. So nobody really knew what to do. I was picking up new readers and they were like, okay, great. I feel like I'm missing something. And they wanted to go back, and there was nothing there. And I couldn't give them anything. So the book is technically a flop. Well-received, kind of like Birds of Prey, but from a monetary standpoint, a flop. Why did I have to release it? Why couldn't I wait? It was a legal thing, and we will get into it at another date and time just to tease this. But for now, I'm going to take this little victory lap around because, like I said, I cried my pillow a couple times about this. But for now, it is the most swiped romanticy book of 2024 on the Bookie Call app. So, shameless self-promotion time. I just want to give a shout out right now to my girls, Kate and Nicole at Bookie Call, because they have been supportive of me since I came out. So, just a little tagline for you guys right now. Let Bookie Call be your personal matchmaker to find your next great read and give it a little book up. Not a hookup, a book up. So if you're a curious reader in search of self-help, nonfiction, fiction, maybe you've always wanted to get a little smutty here and there, but been afraid to go to the bookstore, slide into the app and it'll help hook you up. There's mainstream stuff. And then there's some beautiful indie gems. Maybe me. In there. So download the app, check it out. It's really a really cool find. So once again, I just want to say thank you to Nicole and Kate at Bookie Call. Check them out. I think you'll find some really cool reads. So now that I've done that and taken my victory lap and I got the flag flying a little bit, let's get into this. So this is my origin story, not my official I am an author thing, but how I started down the road. In superhero terms, this is my Martha moment. getting hit by cosmic rays, getting bit by a radioactive spider. I'm not quite putting on the tights yet, but we're getting pretty close. I had a very unorthodox start to my writing journey. So that's kind of what we're going to get into today. Because if you want to know me as a writer, well, we got to start at the beginning. Once upon a time in 2014, I met a patient. I was working at a Lyme disease clinic. This was my third nursing job. My first one was general practitioner. I worked for a fabulous nurse practitioner. From there, I went to dermatology and worked with a PA because I was getting ready to enter the nurse practitioning and the PA, the physician assistant, CASPA cycle. So I was going to be applying to both programs. I needed a specialty. So I went derm. Worked there for about a year. And then this is where things get weird. When I applied to the derm program, to the job, I applied to this job, this Lyme disease job at the same time. Didn't hear back. Just as I was leaving derm, this place called me and said that my resume had fallen behind the file cabinet. Would I come in? So I jumped because here I would get to use my IV certification. This would give me a great little thing to help me stand out. So I went there, applied, did the interview, and I was hired for weekends and holidays to be the IV nurse in the drip room. This was a private doctor who treated mostly Lyme disease. She had taken her house, redone the basement, and was running her own practice from the basement. So I would work holidays straight through and all weekends doing IVs. And I was like, all right, cool. While I was there, the same day that I was shadowing, a patient started. He started his journey through Lyme disease treatment. And this doctor was very aggressive. You dripped 7 days a week, didn't matter. You would drip anywhere from a half hour to about 2.5, give or take. And it was every day. We started at the exact same time. We became friends. He's a Ravens fan, but I'll let that go for now. I'm a New York Giants fan. He's a Baltimore Ravens fan. And that's actually how we got talking. Our love of football, because on Sundays, he knew I had to be out of there. If I was staying late, the game was on, and I told him, too bad, we're watching the Giants. We'd tease each other. After about a year of him dripping, I found out he had relocated from Pennsylvania to Westchester County. He didn't want to drip anymore. He had to get home. He had a job. He had other responsibilities. He was actually a girls' lacrosse coach. Cross season was starting. He wanted to get down there for them. Understood. He made a deal with the doctor. He would drive 5 hours on a Wednesday, drip for two, turn around, drive 5 hours home, and then come back and drip Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning. I knew this wasn't going to last, but okay, I humored him. About a month into it, he said, Danny, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't. But if he stopped, he would backslide. So one day, sitting in the chair, he looked at me and he's like, I don't want to do this. Explained how he had to, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, then keep me entertained and keep me in this chair. Well, I'm not singing or dancing, not telling jokes. So what do you want? So out of my mouth came a conversation that would start this whole thing. I said, tell me something interesting about yourself. Now, we had known each other for over a year. And he said, I was recruited by the CIA directly out of college. How did this not come up? I mean, seriously, we've joked about the Ravens. We've joked about everything. That one tidbit did not come up. Blown away by it, I said, okay, where do you think Lyme disease came from? We go down a whole rabbit hole. We were joking about the CIA. We're going down Plum Island, this whole conspiracy theory. Out of my mouth comes, no, the Fae. No idea why I said it. I've never read books about the Fae. I'm not into it. I was on another vampire kick. I was reading Kim Harrison, witches, totally different thing. He looks at me, he goes, who are the Fae? And I say, oh, come on now. I know a CIA agent like yourself knows all about it. And I know why you're really here. Now he looks at me like I've just grown two heads. He's wondering, what am I talking about? I said, you're here to find out if the cute nurse is really a fey human hybrid, and you're trying to find out if they started Lyme. Do they have the cure? And all of a sudden he leans back in his chair and he's kind of figuring out what I'm doing. He goes, yeah, that's it. And I start telling him some crazy story about the Fae and humans and the CIA and some shadow government kind of supernatural CIA thing. And it's a branch of it. And they're looking for the supernatural and trying to help sell, you know, national defense, this whole thing. And every time he came in, I would tell him another piece of it. Now I'm making this stuff up off the top of my head. There is no rhyme or reason to it. It's literally a download of information as I talk to him. Well, other patients start hearing the story and they start asking questions. And if something happened in the IV room, I'd turn it into it. I'd make it part of the story because I have no idea what I'm saying. I'm just trying. So I'm making people part of the story. The doctor had a big black lab. Well, the lab became a dragon because what else are you going to do? And we kept talking. And this story just kept growing and growing. So he looks at me and he's like, you're going to go home and write this down, right? He's like, this is pretty good. You got to do something with it. And I'm like, nope. I'm going to go finish my applications because I'm going to PA school and I'm going to pump some faces full of Restylane, learn Botox, and that's what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Because to me, that's an easy job. I'm not on call. I don't have to worry about prescribing any oxy or anything like that that's in the news. I'm on easy street. I've paid my dues. Just got to get into PA school or NP. That's it. And I'm out of here. He keeps telling me, go home and write this down. Please. I ignore him, but we keep going with the story. I don't think much of this. I apply to school. I get my interview. First time, I get waitlisted. Didn't get my grades in time. I had one class left, organic chem. Teacher didn't get it in time. I get waitlisted. I think this is the universe stepping in. I come back and I realize I've done all my prereqs. There's nothing else I can do. But I've got one more program, nurse practitioner. I go to that one. I'm still not thinking about this story. I'm still thinking I'm going to get into one of these programs. I go for that interview and it's a disaster. Disaster on many levels. This school did not want me. They only wanted people who were changing career paths completely. They did not want anybody who was already an LPN looking to become an RN and on, because it was a dual program. You could do that. You could get your MSN and then go right in. And I remember sitting there through the interview and just knowing this wasn't going. There were three nurses and a doctor on the panel, and it was just getting worse and worse. At one point, I was being completely insulted. I think they'd asked me a question about something about what my most difficult thing was, like my most difficult time, and how did I get over it or something. And I started talking about being dyslexic. And I was really nervous about the math test I had to take, which was part of it. And the woman pulled out my math test right there and graded it in front of everybody. I mean, this is how bad it was. She kept asking me about LPNs. And like I said, it was just going horrible. And we'll talk about that another time. And in the middle of it, I got a horrible headache turning into a migraine. My eyes started tearing. And the doctor kept looking at me. When the whole thing was over, the nurses wouldn't shake my hand. The doctor shook my hand and she came over to me and she asked me how I was feeling. I said, I just got to get out of here. She told me to apply to the PA program, blah, blah, blah. Went home. That night, I went into the hospital. Turned out I had a brain aneurysm. Dilated infundibulum of the left communicating artery. Wasn't rupturing, nothing like that. I was probably born with it. It was just starting to change, which happens at a certain age. Another universe throwing a pebble at me going, you know, listen, can't get too stressed out. Okay. Still thought I'm going to go to PA school. I'm going to get into higher practitioner. Went back, told the patient. He's like, do you realize now you have to go home and tell this story? So I finally started writing it down. I applied again to the PA program that I originally waitlisted for. I got in. But I took all that time to write my story. I didn't know how to write it. So I started handwriting this story. You know how many books I wrote? 6. Because I had no idea what I was doing, that I would just pick up a journal, start writing, and then go, oh, okay, they're probably going to know why that happened. And I pick up another journal and start writing it. Did I know I was writing 6 books at the time? No. If you saw these journals, they're completely, totally a mess. An example, King Jarvok was named Farzak. Because dyslexia, that's what he was in the book. By the time I got to the computer, his name, I typed it wrong and it was Jarvok. This was just a mess. But somehow, Locked Out of Heaven came out of it. That was not the book I started writing. I started writing about the CIA agent, which became Volume 2. Volume 1 was written first, 6 books. Locked Out of Heaven, Thine Eyes of Mercy, Kingdom Come, A Fae is Done. I'm sorry, From the Ashes was in the middle of that, and Forgive Us. They were 3 books, but I had to cut them to make them 6 because they were so big. This all came out of that patient who cheered me on this entire time, telling me to write this. I did. I eventually turned down the PA program to pursue this. Here I am years later, all because of one chance meeting and taking a risk. Did I think that would happen? Never in a million years. I was dead set on what I was going to do, dead set on it. And there's so much more to this story that we're probably going to have to get into it next week because there's little nuances here and there. But for now, I want you to listen to somebody who's been helping me through this journey. OTP Services. They're absolutely wonderful. And I think if you're a writer out there, I totally think they can help you out too. So take a listen to what they can offer.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the indie publishing process? On the Page Author Services is here to help you. From editing and social media management to marketing and advertising and building your newsletter, we handle all the details so you can get back to what you love, writing. Whether you're an established author in need of personal assistance services or just starting out, we've got the expertise to guide you. Simplify your author journey with On the Page Author Services, where your success is our passion. Visit otpauthorservices.com today and book your free consultation.
So, this random person who walked into my life years ago, we've actually been friends now 10 years. It's been 10 years since the day I met him. Changed the course of my life. Would never have known it. From the first day I stuck a needle in his arm to all the jokes we made about the Ravens and the Giants and everything in between, became one of the most influential people to this day. In fact, he just got the 3rd edition of Locked Out of Heaven. He is the character Agent Graham in Volume 2 of the series. He cheered me on from day one. He was the one that every time the universe put a roadblock to healthcare, he was saying, do you get it now? Do you understand? You have to go home and write this down. This is what you should be doing. He would actually talk to my husband and say, has she done this yet? It was amazing. I never thought that this would even be something plausible in my life. But from that moment, it changed everything. All that imagination, all those times of reading comic books and playing superhero, and all those TV shows that I watched that had laid the foundation, this man, through a simple conversation, brought it to the surface and pulled it out. And then continued to cultivate and nurture the confidence I needed to say, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to bet on red. I always kind of make that joke with my red hair and do this. And yes, it took a while. And like I said, I had never made Amazon's bestseller list. Last month was the first time. And the first book came out in 2020. It's now 2024. I've just really started selling. And as I said, Heart of War is considered a flop, to be honest with you. It's just started moving. So the first thing is dunk it down on yourself. This takes a while. That's the first thing. But when I think about it from that moment, from that origin moment, it's taught me that the power of imagination and just curiosity, it's amazing. You really think you have a plan, but you don't. So for today, for my writers, stories come alive when we spark curiosity and we still maintain that sense of wonder. So pay attention to those moments in your life that they can just spark something and they feel like a spark, like you know something's happening, because it just might be the beginning of just something extraordinary. You never know what could really happen, and transfer it into the story. It's those moments for your characters that'll foreshadow a lot, but also for yourself for inspiration. You never know. Before I close the chapter on today's episode, what's the beginning of your story? What's the moment or experience that you knew or that could happen? It could be the start of something bigger in your life. Sometimes it's the little things. It's not that big, oh my gosh, fireworks moment. Simply asking that patient a question started all of this. All I said was, tell me something interesting about yourself. And that started this. If I went back to myself and tapped me on the shoulder and said, this is the moment, pay attention, I would have looked at him and been like, are you crazy? He's going to do it? This guy? We're friends, but no, I would never think. And that's the thing that surprises you usually the most. That's the magic. That's the fairy dust. It's usually not all the bells and whistles. It's not the moment you think it's going to be. It's not wrapped in that really pretty package with all the sparkles. It's usually walking down the street, stepping in gum, something dumb like that. You know, your coffee spills. And then you're like, oh, of course. That's when it happens. It's in the minutiae. It's in the everyday ordinary that truly something extraordinary really does happen. And it's up to you to pull it out and follow the line. Believe me, I fought this. I was not like, oh, okay, cool. This is it. Here I go. No. The universe threw a pebble. Then it threw a rock. Then a brick. And then like Wile E. Coyote, that boulder landed on me and I flattened out before I listened. Because this was not in my plan. My plan was very specific. I go from being a nurse to a mid-level provider, and then I'm going to do aesthetics. That's what I'm going to do. Don't tell me otherwise. I had allergic reactions at this job. I went into anaphylaxis. Heck, I found out I had a brain aneurysm that I had my whole life and never knew. I mean, how many more things can happen for the universe to say, you're done in healthcare, Danielle. Enough. Enough, enough, enough. For me to listen. I told you I was stubborn, and sometimes I can't get out of my own way. Here's an example of me not getting out of my own way and swearing I know best and sticking to it. And I was ready to sign the papers to go to PA school, ready to go. I even called the guy who let me in, the admin guy, the doctor, and was like, should I do this? And I was still debating. And then he told me I would be in violation of the work contract if any books came out during the 2 years that I was in the program, and I could be kicked out. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he told me I also owed $30,000 right then for the deposit. And that kind of changed things too right there, you know, to be honest. So that helped in the decision a little bit. And I would have been in school during COVID. It's weird how things work out. But it was in that moment, from that one chance meeting with that patient. And to this day, one of my best friends. Talk to him every day. Like I said, reads the books. Just got the new Locked Out of Heaven. He can't wait for his story to come out. He asks me all the time, when is volume two? When am I making my literary debut? He's awesome. And we're going to talk more about him because he plays a part in all of this into this day. Like I said, he still does. But if you want to know more, if you want to read the books, you can. Locked Out of Heaven, Thine Eyes of Mercy is out right now. All of the books, all the re-releases are actually out on audio right now. You can get them on Audible, wherever you get your audiobooks, produced by Skyboat Media. If you just can't wait and you need to binge the series, they're all out right now. But Locked Out of Heaven, Thine Eyes of Mercy are out right now on Kindle, paperback with From the Ashes coming out in December, actually. And Danius and Jaden, as I said, that's already out for your reading pleasure. It's a short little novella. You can always catch me on Instagram at DM Orsino Author. Facebook, same thing. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, Danielle M. Orsino. Look me up there. These podcasts are on there as well. So you can always binge them if you're not caught up on anything. And maybe there's a couple little extra tidbits in there. And I'll probably be doing like a little Once Upon an Author after show. So you can check it there. Or you can always go to WWDB860 and check out all the shows there as well. You can always catch me here Thursdays live on Facebook so you can see my little face. I will be back next week, guys. For everybody out there, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving and enjoy because it's the start of the holiday season when everything gets hectic. I will see you next week for another little piece and we'll probably pick it up here. And I'll keep talking about this origin story. So have a great day, guys, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.